Greetings, and welcome to this episode of Happenings at 2715. My name is Ray McDonald, and today our guest is chess guru Eric Zerwin. Eric is the head coach at Rockford Guilford, as well as the secretary for the Illinois Chess Coaches Association. Eric has been instrumental in keeping the IHSA chess season alive by creating a system of virtual chess tournaments for our member schools. And thanks to his hard work, he laid the foundation for the IHSA State Chess Tournament, which will be run completely virtually this weekend. Now, not only is this the first virtual IHSA State Tournament, but it is also the first IHSA State Championship in almost a year. Eric, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, good to be here. Thanks.
Now, we all know that this year has been stressful and overwhelming, and not just for students, but for their parents and for teachers and educators alike. And you mentioned to me a little earlier in the year that developing these tournaments over the last few months has kind of helped you deal with the anxieties and the stresses of the world. Now, how do you feel like these tournaments have helped your students, even though they weren't able to play in person?
I think so. It gives them something else to do during the week. We've only been practicing like 2 days a week, which isn't as much as we usually do, but at least it's been something to look forward to. And every week when we practice, it usually ends with just a whole lot of goofing around and kids kind of joking and everything. So it gives them a chance to socialize, even if it is remotely. It gives them a chance to like break up the monotony of sitting at home all day.
You know, as I mentioned, there hasn't been an IHSA state championship in almost a year. And while other sports and activities have had some postseason competition, like some regionals and sectionals, we're very excited that this will be the first state championship of the 2021 school year. Now, why do you feel like it was important to have chess go beyond the regular season and have a state championship as a culminating event?
I think it's important to have that culminating event because they've had pretty much a full regular season. Really, aside from just changing from playing in person to playing online, we've still been able to carry out like conference matches, conference tournaments and everything. So we still have this, you know, one last chance to like have a very normal experience in a very unusual way.
So now let's get to the kind of the nitty gritty of the tournament. Can you kind of walk me through how one even goes about developing a virtual chess tournament? As you know, we run our tournaments a little differently because we do team tournaments as opposed to individual. So how did you decide on which platform to use and how to design these tournaments? Kind of walk everyone through how a virtual chess tournament works.
For sure. So I've been running online chess tournaments now, or not online, but like regular chess tournaments for, about 5-6 years, maybe longer. I don't know. Time flies. I'm getting old. But I was really struggling over the summer to try and figure out how we would do this because there's all kinds of online platforms that you can do tournaments through, but they're all paired for individual players to play against other individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have that unique team structure, there's not really anything out there. So I was actually on the way to the grocery store the one day and it hit me. Because at the end of every tournament that I run, I hand the host a stack of papers and it's just got all the match sheets, all the standings and everything that we do throughout the tournament. It's on the paper and I hand it to them and I say, here's your tournament. And I do it as kind of like a joke,
mm-hmm.
but that thought hit me and I was like, actually, that is the tournament. That's a record mm-hmm. of who played who and everything we need to make the tournament happen. All we needed was something like that online, that we could all share and kind of do simultaneously. And from there, it just kind of took off. And I know Google Sheets really well. So that was the format that I used to kind of just build out the same kind of paperwork that we usually have. And that way, the only thing the online platform does is actually provide like the chessboard. Since we can't physically be together, that's just taken care of. I picked Lee Chess mostly because it's free. It's open source. I was really hoping that throughout the season, someone with some computer skills would figure out how to make the program kind of like pair and do all this on its own.
Mm-hmm.
That turned out to be a lot more complicated than we had the time to invest in.
Mm-hmm.
So what I built in Google Sheets just ended up working.
Do you consider this regular season a success? Do you feel like the goal you set out to accomplish, do you feel like you achieved that goal in creating these virtual tournaments?
Yes, absolutely. Just beyond my wildest imagination. I thought for sure it would be the top 30, 40 teams kind of competing, the ones that are like really devoted. And over the course of the season, I think we saw 110 teams at our tournaments total, with a lot of them competing in 6, 7, or 8 tournaments at a time. Some teams competed more than they ever have. So for that, it was really a huge success, just to make sure we had like 80% of the usual number of teams playing throughout the season. You know, so for that level of activity in a year when very easily we could have had nothing, I think it was just a huge, huge success.
Now, in the beginning, did you have to do any convincing? Did you have teams even say, like, we're not even going to bother doing virtually, we're just going to not compete at all? Or was pretty much everyone on board with the virtual format?
Yeah, it was a slow going. The first tournament I ran back in October, there were 12 teams that signed up, and there was a lot of teams that basically said, let's see how it goes. Mm-hmm. And so after the first one was a pretty, there was a lot of hiccups, but we worked out a lot of kinks that time. And then the second tournament, I had a couple more teams. And by the third tournament, everyone had heard that, hey, this works really well. It works smoothly. So it really took off. And then the other thing that we did, the Illinois Chess Coaches Association, we put on like a coaches clinic.
Okay.
In September, middle of September, and we did it online. Had a lot of support and help doing that, where and we recorded it. So we put together little like sessions where we coached players on, or coached coaches on how to coach online. We had a coach from Argo, Lucian Bogdan. He's been coaching using online tools for years. And so he took his entire system that he's built and put a lot of work into and just shared it with everybody and said, here you go. You know, just use it. That was really helpful. And so like all that kind of like footwork leading up to it, I think by the time we got to tournaments, teams had already started to practice and started to mess around with doing online chess. And so it all kind of rolled out in just the right way to make sure that everyone felt comfortable. And then as time went on and they saw how easy it was, it just took off.
Now, I know you mentioned that you've done a lot of these virtual tournaments. Have you kind of passed the buck a little bit? Have any other coaches in the area or in the state kind of started following your lead and hosting their own virtual tournaments? Tell me what that's been like.
Yeah, absolutely. So from the very start, the first thing I created was actually a version of the workbook was for conferences to use to play their own matches, and I handed that off right away. So those conference matches, you know, they got to work immediately in October running their conference matches, and they worked out a lot of like the early bugs about, you know, how do we communicate with other coaches and that kind of stuff. So that was a huge part of it. As far as the tournaments go, Stephen Had from, Bloom Township, he picked up the tournament tool and was able to run several tournaments on his own. And then here at the end of the season, there was a few conferences that once they knew how to do it, I shared the tool with them to run their own conference tournaments. So we had like 4 or 5 tournaments running every weekend, the last couple weekends of January.
So right now we have over 100 teams registered to play in the state tournament this weekend. Was that number what you expected? Is that kind of what you've seen for the whole year, or was it more than what you expected?
It was way more than I expected. I was expecting maybe 70 to 80 teams. So doing the numbers, we usually have around 175 teams play throughout the season, and normally around 150 play in sectionals, and then we weed that down to 128. So based on the number of teams that I saw coming to tournaments, I figured, you know, we were about 80%, so figured we would end up, you know, in the 80s, maybe 90s at the highest. What's been really interesting is to see how many teams actually played in conference seasons that I didn't even know about in the background, where like it took on a life of its own, and there's a lot of new teams that just were not on my radar during the season. And 118 was not, it just blew me away, honestly, when we were at the seating meeting to see that that number was there and real. Complete surprise.
And that's so great. And that just kind of goes along with what you were saying, just finding ways for kids to stay involved. And like you said, teams that we've never even really seen before in our tournaments participating this year because it is virtual. That's such an amazing thing. And my last question for you today is, with the success of the virtual tournament format, do you think this is something you'll use in the future?
Absolutely. we've had that problem of geography, you know, trying to get teams that are 4 hours away from the next closest team. We've had that forever. And then, the winter driving weather. There was a couple of years ago, I was on my way to run a tournament in Manuka, and I spun out on the road, almost got hit by a semi. So that was one of those moments where I was like, we need to figure this out. But it's such a rare occurrence that there was never really a reason to create it. But now that we've made it, and everyone kind of gets how to use it, and because it's become a normal thing, I think we could definitely use this in the future. Even if, like, I as a tournament director, I might be able to just run pairings for a group that's maybe too far away for me to drive to. So I could, like, kind of run the tournament, even though they're in person, I could do it from a distance.
Sure.
And one of the coolest things is that we've seen some teams, like Belleville is way down by St. Louis, and they don't usually make it up to our kind of weekend Saturday tournaments that are really popular up in the suburbs. But this year they participated in like three or four of them, and so geography just disappeared, and so we could see these teams from across the state playing throughout the season, not just waiting for the state tournament.
Well, Eric, we appreciate your time and kind of taking us through the foundation of the first ever IHSA virtual state championship. And like most educators during this COVID school year, you have been working overtime to provide as many opportunities as possible for students to stay involved and stay engaged while attending school remotely. And we look forward to watching our 118 teams compete this weekend, February 12th and 13th, in the IHSA Chess State Championships. So on behalf of our entire production crew at Happenings at 2715, we appreciate your taking your time today to join us for this broadcast. Thank you for your continued support.